Well, I would say to you this, a call for an end to aid to apartheid Israel is an important demand that the Palestinian solidarity movement should certainly undertake. I think, however, that a necessary component of the building of a movement in support of the people of Palestine is to have a clear understanding of the nature of Zionism and of the Israeli state, because unless we can equip ourselves with the historical record and knowledge of what the character and nature of this state is, you cannot go out and do political battle with the many who have goodwill but who don't have a clear understanding of this history and who are ready to embrace the notions of a peace process, which is in fact a process of pacification and of liquidation, a preparation for the next series of massacres and transfers. So we need to equip ourselves with an understanding of the real nature of the Zionist state, and we have to be willing and ready to characterize it no less than we did the apartheid state of South Africa. With respect to Nelson Mandela, let me say this to you. You can integrate the beaches of Durban, but as long as Harry Oppenheimer owns the mines, black workers are going to live in Soweto on 14 cents a day. There's almost 55% unemployment today in South Africa. The land remains in the hands of the settlers, and the commanding heights of the economy are right where they were under apartheid. As Malcolm used to say, it's not about a black face in a high place. It's about dispossessing the oppressor. It's about allowing the oppressed to have command over their land, over their resources, over the fruits of their labor. So the struggle in South Africa, the forms of independence, it's the tragedy of the national bourgeoisie, that they are incapable of winning the elementary democratic content of the anti-colonial revolution unless they move on to dispossess the colonial master, the imperial controllers of the economy. And as even the police and army apparatus in South Africa, it has a veneer of a couple of black commanders, and the whole murder apparatus is in place. They use it to strike break. They use it to keep down the trade union movement in South Africa. So we have to understand that the content of liberation is very precise about who controls, who owns. It's not just the trappings of office. You know, the existence of a Colin Powell or a Condoleezza Rice is of vanishing little utility to the working class inhabitants of Harlem that has a higher rate of infant mortality than in Bangladesh. As in South Africa, so in Palestine, and indeed in the United States. It's a question of program. It's a question of purpose. It's a question of political organization.